All right, folks. Going to dive into a topic that I don't really have much sympathy for in the grand scheme of things, but we're going to dig into it. So, what's the current state of self-checkout? Seeing how self-checkout has been a plan unfolding for 5 years, 7 years, 8 years, it's something that we as a society have had to adapt to. As a community, as citizens, we adapt to this new springing up technology, this new way of shopping. And I see people, whenever a new self-checkout pops up in a whatever establishment, people be like, yo, I'm going to take a stand and not use the self-checkout and stand in the line, the long-ass line, slow-ass line, because they're trying to take a stand like, yo, these workers shouldn't be fired. I got a different bit of a take on it. It's biased. It's totally personal. But I'm sure hundreds of thousands of people have the same thought. Point blank, I don't want to deal with no cashiers. I just want to get in and get out. And the fastest way to do so is the self-checkout. I understand the concerns. I understand that people feel like jobs are rapidly being taken away from retail workers. But I mean, if you think this is stopping, you're playing yourself. And when you go into these retail establishments and you look at the trend over the course of a month, what do you see? People gradually migrate over to the self-checkout. Another thing that people don't really take into account is that, let's say you have a place that has 4 to 6 registers. 9 times out of 10, only one of them is functional, only 2 of them is functional. So it ain't no real loss at all. Never was a loss. But the optics of just like 8 self-checkouts removing and getting away at the 6, the 4 to 6 registers, it sucks. But again, you better to hop on board with what's going down. Better to hop on board with the reality of what shopping experiences are going to look like. That's just how it is. It is what it is. And we adapt. And you can't really blame online shopping too. Everybody had to pivot. Everybody had to essentially go cashless. Everybody was told minimize your physical interaction when shopping. So here it is. Especially now. It's been an 8, 7, 5 year plan. Now it's in motion totally. And you got no choice but to deal with it. So, do I have some basic level of empathy for people who feel like, not necessarily the peanut gallery, but the people who feel like their jobs are being threatened? McDonald's too, you know what I mean? Food. Only to an extent, because this wasn't going to, that whole physical cashier shit wasn't going to last forever anyway. We're now in the midst of the transition. Best to get used to it and move on. Don't get caught up being nostalgic and feeling like you're taking a moral stand, because you ain't. Nor do these companies give a shit about the stand you want to take, the moral stand. We're past that now. We're past that. We're in the throes of... Give me 1 second. Yeah, we in the throes of quote-unquote progress that is at the expense of the necessity of humans to fill positions, money-making positions within, traditional money-making positions within society. But this is the thing. This is still one of the better times to be alive, in the sense that me and my internet preaching again, the internet will always have a way for people to monetize something. But then tying it back to how do you want to do that? You could lean heavily on trying to build a following on the interwebs, or sorry, on social media. But that is not guaranteed, and that is not something, because any of these platforms can switch up, you know, any of these platforms can disappear. This brings me back to why I am slowly removing myself from traditional platforms of IG, TikTok, Twitter. I don't give a fuck about anymore, for sure. And the sooner I can migrate off, the easier it'll be for me to not have to worry about which weirdos are watching my shit. We cannot get, like, here's an example. Like, you know, I seen someone I know I've known for 21 years. Great artist, very talented artist. But it was a brief interaction because I was on my way somewhere. They were on their way somewhere. And I'm like, shit. I got their number, so I'm going to hit them up like, yo, this NFT game, I don't want to say game, this NFT industry is something that all talented artists should hop into. And not just, here's my art, buy it. Like, offer something valuable that they get in exchange for the token. You know, some people believe this crypto shit is a joke, and it's gonna burn many people. And you know, with these new characters stepping, these wealthy characters stepping in, it might seem that way. Musk can make the market rise drastically, and you know, bring it down, not to a crash, but bring it down very drastically. But I think even the it's about utility. Many people 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when I stumbled into this shit, this crypto shit, and people literally were investing with the sole purpose of, I'm gonna get rich. Because it was a bull market. And I'll be very, very honest, like, yo, it's about utility. So picture this. A singular city decides that, you know what, we're going to use a coin that is not necessarily... Okay, we'll use Litecoin. Since that was kind of a few years ago, one of the original... Not original, but one of the big three coins that people were kind of gravitating towards. And therefore... You know, I would advise people, you know, try and find a collective that exchanging this shit, even if it's a small scale, even if it's not grand scale, even if no businesses do it. If you got your own business, accept Litecoin. But see, the fluctuation is something to be wary about. Therefore, that's why I was thinking. Find a little shitty ass coin that, like, you know, find a little lesser known off the grid coin that people will be like, all right, I can buy into this concept. I can buy into this particular coin because the fluctuations aren't so drastic. And there you got your own self-sustaining sub-economy within the economy. I'm not even sure why I went on that tangent, but. That is a strategy that can be used in this new landscape of what the fuck just happened for the past year and a half, and so many businesses forcing themselves to be, or being forced to be, online versus versus even 3 years ago. Yeah, think of said what I had to say here. Everybody stay safe. I was not in the zone at all today to record, but I think I'm getting it back. So on that note, peace.